الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أحب الأعمال إلى الله أدومها وإن قل وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام Alhamdulillah, my dear respected brothers and elders in Islam, we find ourselves on a day which highlights the significance of this ummah in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which highlights the importance or the status of man in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created insan, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announced to the malaika that inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa, that I'm making a vicegerent, I'm placing my deputies on the earth. The malaika replied to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ataj'alu fiha man yufsidu fiha wa yasfiku ad-dima' wa nahnu nusabbihu bihamdika wa nuqaddisu lak, that are you going to be placing on earth such a creation of yours that will cause widespread corruption, they will cause fasad on this earth, and they will shed one another's blood, and whilst we are such a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are that creation of yours that we do not disobey you in any way. We will continuously sing your praises. We will constantly recognize how pure you are. So we are more worthy of that status, that honor of being your vicegerents on earth, of being your representatives on earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replies to the malaika that inni a'lamu ma la ta'lamun, that the knowledge that I possess, you do not possess. And on this day of Eid, especially on the day of Eid al-Fitr, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ عِيدِهِمْ يَعْنِي يَوْمَ فِطْرِهِمْ بَاهَا بِهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes this opportunity now to boast to the malaika, to boast about this insan, boast about this ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell the malaika? يَا مَلَائِكَتِي مَا جَزَاءُ أَجِيرٍ وَفَّى عَمَلَى, that O my malaika, O my angels, what is the reward of that servant or that employee who has now fulfilled his duty? He has completed his task. The malaika would reply that Ya Rabbana wa jaza'uhu ayyuwaffa ajra, that his reward, his recompense should be that he be full, given his wages, he be given his due in full. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then replies to the malaika that malaikati abidi wa imai qadaw faridati alayhim thumma kharaju ya'ujuna ila ad-du'a, that O my malaika, these are my servants, the same people who you claim will cause widespread corruption on earth. That command that I have given them to fast during the month of Ramadan, that command that I have given them to turn towards me in the month of Ramadan, whatever was made faraz upon them, they have fulfilled whatever they were asked to do. They have completed their duty. Then they have not only that, on this day of Eid, they have now come out crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the angels, فَبِعِزَّتِي وَكَرَمِي وَعُلُوِي وَارْتِفَاعِ مَكَانِي لَأُجِيبَنَّهُمْ, that I take a qasam by my zat, by my being, by my honor, by my respect, by my stature, by my high elevated status, that I, whatever this insan asks for on this day, I will give it to him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that irji'u qad ghafartu lakum wa baddaltu sayyi'atikum hasanat, that now after this dua, return to your homes, I have now forgiven you. And not only that, all your evil deeds have been changed to good deeds. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَيَرْجِعُونَ مَغْفُورًا لَهُمْ. That this insan, this worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then return to the Eidgah, will return from the Eidgah to his home in the condition that all his sins are forgiven. This is the honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this ummah. This, if you analyze this hadith, and you analyze the various ayat of the Quran Kareem, analyze the virtues of the month of Ramadan, we will come to the conclusion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks for any excuse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks for any excuse to forgive this ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That this insan has to become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That this insan by some way has to be saved from the fire of Jahannam and be entered into Jannah. But my dear brothers, merely fasting during the month of Ramadan, merely engaging ourselves in ibadah and then attending the Eidgah is not sufficient for our salvation. But rather, the concern on this day of Eid, whilst alhamdulillah it is a day of enjoyment, a day of rejoice, but many of the pious predecessors, their faces would be a face of worry, a face of concern. Somebody asked Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that why is it that you are worried on this day? He would reply that كُونُوا لِقُبُولِ الْعَمَلِ أَشَدَّ إِهْتِمَامًا مِنَ الْعَمَلِ. That it's well and good, you have done the good actions, you have completed the task that was entrusted to you, but you should be more concerned about that action being accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the importance that you have placed on the action itself. Why does he say this? أَلَمْ تَسْمَعُوا قَوْلَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Do you not hear the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only accepts the actions of those who have taqwa, who have piety, those hearts that are linked with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But my dear brothers, the sad reality is that on the day of Eid, on the day of forgiveness, on the day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is boasting about us to the malaika, on that very day, this very same servant whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is boasting about, what is his condition? Where are we? Where are those people who are crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the month of Ramadan? Where are they at the zuhr of the day of Eid? Every commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every request of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is left intact during this day? Which commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is left intact during this day? If we look at the homes of the Muslims during this day, what will we find? That what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has requested from us, that has been left aside. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا. That eat, drink, enjoy yourself, but at the same time do not be extravagant, do not be wasteful. This is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but for our own salvation as well, for our own preservation as well, we should not be extravagant, we should not be ostentatious, we should not do things for pride, and should not do things for show. If you analyze Surah Yusuf, the command of Yaqub alayhi salatu wa salam to Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam, the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam comes to his father Yaqub alayhi salam, what does he tell him? Inni ara fil manam anni, he gives the dream that he had seen. Ra'aytu inni ra'a 11 kawkaba wa ash-shamsa wal qamara ra'aytuhum li sajidin. That I have seen the sun and the moon and 11 stars prostrating to me. So Yaqub alayhi salatu wa salam gives his son the advice that لا تقصص رؤياك على إخوتك فيكيدوا لك كيدا. That do not tell this dream to anyone, to any random person, but do not narrate this dream, which signifies the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ni'mat of nubuwa that is about to come upon you, not to any random person, but to your brothers. From your brothers keep it a secret. فيكيدوا لك كيدا, that they will plot against you. This is the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam was asked to keep a secret on account of the evil eye, on account of people having bad intentions towards him. But as we know, Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam, being a naive child at the time, he went and narrated the dream to his brothers, and they plotted and they attempted to assassinate him and to get rid of him.
Another advice of Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam to his sons, when sent in search of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, that the Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam knew that his sons were all of a similar age or a similar beauty, and if they have to walk into a town with that beauty, it will catch the eyes of the people. And again, the people evil intentions will come with regards to them. So what does he tell them? Ya bunayya la tadkhulu min babi wahidi wadkhulu min abwabi mutafarriqa. That you are all pleasing to the eye. You are all eye-catching. Do not enter the city at once. Do not enter from one gate, but enter from different gates so that the eyes of the people do not catch you. On this day of Eid, let us think of those who are less fortunate. Even if a person is as fortunate as you, definitely by exposing the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by being extravagant, the evil eye of others, the evil intention of others is definitely going to come upon us. And let us not forget what is the maqsad of this day of Eid. In the famous words of Shaykh Abdul Qadir rahmatullah alayh, he says, لَيْسَ الْعِيدِ لِمَنْ لَبِسَ الْجَدِيدِ. That this day of Eid is not for that person who wears new clothes. إِنَّمَا الْعِيدِ لِمَنْ أَمِنَ الْوَعِيدِ. Eid is for that person who can say he is saved from the warnings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَيْسَ الْعِيدِ لِمَنْ رَكِبَ الْمَطَايَا إِنَّمَا الْعِيدِ لِمَنْ تَرَكَ الْخَطَايَا. Eid is not for that person who rides fancy conveyances or luxury vehicles. But Eid is for that person who has left out all the sins that he was involved in before the month of Ramadan and completely removed it from his life. لَيْسَ الْعِيدِ لِمَنْ تَبَخْتَرَ بِالْعُودِ. Eid is not for that person who anoints himself with beautiful fragrances and lovely perfumes and lovely smelling ouds. But إِنَّمَا الْعِيدِ لِمَنْ لِلْتَائِبِ الَّذِي لَا يَعُودِ. Eid is for that person who has made tawbah with that firm intention never to return to that sin. With that firm intention never to revert to that life that he was involved in before the month of Ramadan. In fact, if a person leaves out sin, or he pauses sin with the intention of returning to it. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whilst he was on the minbar, he recites the ayah, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ. That those people who say that our Rabb is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thereafter they remain steadfast on this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Then malaika will descend upon them whilst they are in this world, addressing them, giving them the basharat, giving them the glad tidings, أَلَّا تَخَافُوا. That you have no fear in this earth. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. There will be no grief for you on this earth. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُعَدُونَ. That have that glad tidings of the jannat that you have been promised. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. That we are your companions in this world and in the hereafter. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. Whatever your heart's desires, whatever you have been promised, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will recompense you for this. Saying this, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu gets off the minbar and he says that lillah, that for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs to be worshipped. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs to be obeyed in the manner that he has to be obeyed, with the istiqamat, with perseverance, with consistency. Do not worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cunningly, like the cunning of foxes and wolves, that they will choose when to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will choose when not to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the pious tabi'een was asked about a certain nation who will only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the month of Ramadan, that the ibadat of month of Ramadan will reach high levels. He would say, بِئْسَ قَوْمٌ بِئْسَ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْبُدُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا فِي رَمَضَانِ. What a wretched nation is that. What an unfortunate nation is that. Is that they only have the tawfiq of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan. Another of the pious predecessors was asked, which is the most beloved month to you? Is it the month of Rajab? Is it the month of Sha'ban? Is it the month of Ramadan? What beautiful answer he gives. That kun rahbaniyan. كن رهبانيا ولا تكن رجبيا ولا شعبانيا ولا رمضانيا. He says, do not be a person who worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Rajab. Do not be a person who worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Sha'ban or Ramadan. But be a person who worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. This heart has to be constantly linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the istiqamat upon the ibadat that we're involved in, that is what is required of us during this, after the month of Ramadan. I will terminate on a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that inshallah we should all aspire to hold on to and take lesson from this hadith. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressing the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum tells him that حَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلَّ, that the most beloved of actions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that is done with consistency, even though it may be little in number, even though it may be few in number, but as long as we are constant in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like we are in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, during this month, during the month of Ramadan, let us be consistent in the month, in the remaining of the months, so that like at the end of the month of Ramadan, we are blessed with the day of Eid. Inshallah, if we live our entire lives fasting from haram, fasting from guna, fasting from those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited, then inshallah, the day that we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be a day of true Eid, a day of true rejoicement, after which there is no difficulty, there is no hardship and unhappiness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives tawfiq, inshallah. The salah will take place now. After the salah will be dua, and there will be khutbah, inshallah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اشرح صدورنا للإسلام وحبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أعلنا وما أسررنا وما أنت أعلم به منا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت اللهم أنت ربنا لا إله إلا أنت خلقتنا ونحن عبيدك ونحن على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعنا نعوذ بك من شر ما صنعنا ونبوء بنعمتك علينا ونبوء بذنوبنا فاغفر لنا فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت فاغفر لنا فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت فاغفر لنا فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت اللهم قسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أبقيتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا غاية رغبتنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا واجعل الجنة هي دارنا وقرارنا لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا كربا إلا نفسته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا ميتا إلا رحمته ولا ضالا إلا هديته ولا تائبا إلا قبلته ولا ولدا إلا أصلحته ولا مجاهدا في سبيلك إلا نصرته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة هي لك رضا ولنا فيها صلاح إلا أنتنا على قضائها ويسرتها برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات
وألف بين قلوبهم وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم. اللهم عليك بالكفار ومن عادانا ومن والاهم من المشركين يا رب العالمين. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم انصر من نصر دين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم, واهد من خذل دين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
O my beloved Allah, O the most respected Allah, O the most merciful, O the one who has kindness, O the one who showers His mercy, Ya Allah, on this day of Eid, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, the day that You have promised, Ya Allah, that we will return forgiven, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask of You, Ya Allah, to let us not go home except in the state that we are completely forgiven, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for those sins that we are aware of, Ya Allah, those sins that we are unaware of, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, that was which was committed intentionally and unintentionally, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those sins that we have committed in the past, Ya Allah, that those sins that we will commit in the future, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, nothing is beyond You, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse these hearts of every sin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the sins that were committed with our eyes, those sins that were committed with our tongues, those sins that were committed with our hands, those sins which were committed with our minds, with our hearts, Ya Allah, with our feet, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, every single one of these sins, Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the entire Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive those who have passed on, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who have passed on, Ya Allah, You make the maghfirat, Ya Allah. Those of them that are in the qabr, Ya Allah, You make qabr a means of coolness for them, Ya Allah. Make it a garden from the gardens of Jannah, Ya Allah. Do not make it a pit from the pits of hell, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, have mercy on the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, as we enjoy the day of Eid today, Ya Allah, there are those, Ya Allah, who do not have even a date seed to eat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not have even a glass of water to drink, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, have mercy on the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, there are those, the Ummah is being kicked from pillar to post, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the Ummah is being taken advantage of, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the Zalims have taken control of this Ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the Zalims, if Hidayat is not ready for them, Ya Allah, then You destroy them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant them Hidayat, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, but if Hidayat is not written for them, Ya Allah, destroy them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, take care of them like You have taken care of the Zalims of the past, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, destroy them, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, ease the suffering of the Ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, ease the suffering of the Muslims in this country, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us peace, Ya Allah. Grant us chain and sukoon, Ya Allah. Grant us safety and security, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, spread Hidayat throughout the four corners of the world. Ya Allah, grant the Muslim Ummah muhabbat, Ya Allah. Grant us unity, Ya Allah. Grant us unity, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of this Ummah, Ya Allah. Unite the hearts of brothers. Unite the hearts of families. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of the different sects of this Ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us beloved to You, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, You become beloved to us. Ya Allah, make us beloved to You and You become beloved to us. Ya Allah, make us beloved, make the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam beloved to us. Make Huzuri Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam beloved to us. Ya Allah, grant us the true love and ishq and muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ability to follow in the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, those of us that are ill, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, You grant us complete kamil shifa, Ya Allah. Shifa an ajila mustamirra, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, You keep us in good health, Ya Allah, till our dying days, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, till the day we meet You, Ya Allah, You keep us with our sight, with our minds, with our tongues, with our limbs, with the ability to walk. Ya Allah, do not make us muhtaj on anyone. Ya Allah, You grant us independence, Ya Allah, till the day we meet You, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us live a life of ita'at, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us live a life of obedience, Ya Allah. Let us keep our hearts fasting from gunah. Let us keep our hearts fasting from disobedience, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the opportunity to continue making tawbah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not deprive us of the opportunity of making tawbah. Ya Allah, give us the opportunity to continue turning towards You, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let it be that the day that we meet You, Ya Allah, is a day of Eid, Ya Allah, a day of rejoicement, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there are things that every one of us has some different desire, some different need, some different hajah, Ya Allah. It is not possible to mention every desire, Ya Allah, but Your qudrat is unlimited, Ya Allah. Ya Ya Allah, you have knowledge of everyone's desires, Ya Allah. Help any of us that are going through pareshani, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove our pareshani, Ya Allah. Whatever difficulties that every one of us are going through, Ya Allah, you remove our difficulties, Ya Allah. Grant us a life of salamati, chair, rahat, sukoon, a life of ease and comfort, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and most importantly, a life of ita'at, Ya Allah, a life of obedience to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there are those that are soaked in debt, Ya Allah, remove that debt, Ya Allah. There are those that are completely ill, Ya Allah, remove that illness, Ya Allah. There are those that are suffering with regards to their marriages, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, grant them happiness, Ya Allah. Those that want children, Ya Allah, you grant them children, Ya Allah. Some of those that have children, Ya Allah, make the children the cool means of coolness of our eyes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not deprive us of this ni'mat of iman. Ya Allah, keep the ni'mat of iman in our generations to come, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Allahumma inna nas'aluka min kulli khayri ma sa'alaka minhu 'abduka wa nabiyyuk sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adaka minhu 'abduka wa nabiyyuk sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam antal musta'an wa 'alayka al-balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-'aliyyil 'azhim Allahumma taqabbal minna ma kana salihan وَأَصْلِحْ لَنَا مَا كَانَ فَاسِدًا Ya Allah, the broken efforts that we have presented to you during this month of Ramadan, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, that father that has a disabled child, Ya Allah, a child that is not completely normal, Ya Allah, how he looks at that child with special attention, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have presented these broken efforts to you, Ya Allah. These incomplete efforts to you, Ya Allah. Grant his special attention, Ya Allah. Whatever we have presented, Ya Allah, that was not complete, Ya Allah, you complete it, Ya Allah, and accept it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and whatever was befitting for you to be presented to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you accept our ibadat, Ya Allah, and give us a tawfiq of continuously making ibadat, Ya Allah. Then let us see another month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Allahumma taqabbal minna ma kana saliha, wa aslih lana ma kana fasida. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين ورحمة الله أكبر 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 لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد أما بعد فاعلموا أن يومكم هذا يوم عيد وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لكل قوم عيد وهذا عيدنا الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد ويقول الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا كان يوم عيدهم يعني يوم فطرهم باها بهم الملائكة فقال يا ملائكتي ما جزاء أجير وفى عمله قالوا ربنا جزاؤه أن يوفى أجره فقال الله تبارك وتعالى ملائكتي عبيدي وإمائي قضوا فريضتي عليهم ثم خرجوا يعجون إلى الدعاء فبعزتي وكرمي وعلوي وارتفاع مكاني لأجيبنهم قال ارجعوا قد غفرت لكم وبدلت سيئاتكم حسنات فيقول الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم فيرجعون مغفورا لهم الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام أحب الأعمال إلى الله أدومها وإن قلّ
وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام قل آمنت بالله ثم استقم الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد ويقول الرب تبارك وتعالى إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر 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 لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد يقول الرب تبارك وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد ويقول الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنهما وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضي الله تعالى عنه اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا رضي الله تعالى عنهما وعن كل الصحابة أجمعين الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر دين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم واهد من خذل دين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى الله ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعيذكم لعلكم تذكرون قال الله تعالى فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد